Okay, we got everybody back. Okay, it's now 11 o'clock, and we're back in session to deal with possible violation 5A, Clear Vision Express. Joel, if you'd like. And we also have our independent representative from the Attorney General's office here as well. Any advice?
Yeah, can you speak into that?
I'm sorry, is this item 6A?
5A on our agenda. Oh, I'm sorry, 6A.
Yes.
We had it on the agenda as 5A, but yeah, 6A.
Okay, perfect. Is it 6A and B being taken together?
They kind of intertwine.
Okay.
They kind of fit like a glove, I hope. That's our hopes. We've received a response from the Nelson Law Group and from Joel Wakefield, their attorney, that they are entertaining the idea of pretty much foregoing the hearing and moving on to the consent agreement based on the letter that they sent us. And that's where we'd like to kind of head with this if it doesn't need anything. I don't know what we need to do with the first part since we've received their response.
Maybe you'd want to hear from the parties about
we got the board's represented by Scott Donald, and then Joel Wakefield is here as the lawyer for Clear Vision.
Mr. Chair, if I may, Scott Donald for the state. I think I can give a brief explanation of where we are at present, and Mr. Wakefield can correct me where I'm wrong. This matter is set for a hearing today, but the parties have entered into what I believe is an agreement for a consent agreement. Typically, those will be signed and brought to the board for approval. There was evidently a miscommunication between Mr. Wakefield and myself. His client fully intends to enter into the proposed consent agreement, but was under the understanding that the board would need to approve the terms prior to their signing it. But
he is sitting there ready to hear from me to sign a copy. So
I would ask the board. I believe that this is the consent agreement that was initially offered in this case prior to moving to a complaint notice of hearing, and I do believe that for the issues where they stood at the time, this is an appropriate consent agreement. I think that the ongoing issues have been resolved by employment of an LDO with the firm at present. So I would ask that the board consider accepting this consent agreement and resolution of this matter.
This is just an updated one of the one that we had from the prior.
This would be an updated consent agreement, yes.
Right, but it's in essence the same as the one that we had back whenever this one was originally issued that we didn't act on. So
yes,
it's basically the same thing. So it's the same thing we've already voted on once before to accept offering it. So are we in a position you feel that the board could go ahead and make that motion now?
What I would suggest is something along the lines of to reoffer the consent agreement as previously offered,
it doesn't record if you don't talk into the mic.
Okay, I just felt so loud when I was doing that. To reoffer the consent agreement previously offered in this matter to Clear Vision Express, allowing respondent Clear Vision Express until the end of the week. Is that enough time?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
To accept the proposed consent agreement, if not, proceed to formal hearing at the board's next available opportunity. That way, you just keep the case rolling.
Right, and trying to shorten the time frame for them, so they're not going to have to come back here again next month if we push it off to next month's meeting. If we can push forward with the consent agreement. So I would entertain a motion for what was advised for us.
So I'd like to motion to update the consent agreement and give a clear vision 1 week to sign it. Signing.
Okay. And if not, if Clear Vision does not return the signed consent agreement, and this is the, just to clarify, Mr. Brown, this is the consent agreement that was previously offered to Clear Vision in this matter. Clear Vision has 1 week to return the signed consent agreement to the board. If not accepted, I'm sorry, if not returned, if not signed consent agreement is not returned to the board by Clear Vision, that this matter would proceed to hearing at the board's next available opportunity.
Which would be November 6th. Just to clarify what the next meeting is. So, been moved by Terry.
I will second that.
Moved by Terry, seconded by Sherry. We're getting a little punch drunk. Any discussion? Roll call vote again.
Terry Brown, aye.
Eileen Pettit, aye.
Bill Nyblade, aye.
Sherry Mays, aye.
Deb Wright, aye.
Suzanne Coleman, aye.
Any further discussion? All those opposed? We will move forward with the consent agreement with Clear Vision Express. Thank you for your assistance. And I'd say this formal hearing is closed. Moving on to future agenda items, we've got one maybe and one for sure. Maybe, I think we're going to get it resolved in no time at all. Joel, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry that I had to take up so much of your time over the last couple of months.
Hey, no worries. We had to get to the bottom of it. We had to get everybody happy, and we had to go for a win-win. Yep.
Good job. You did. Great. Thank you.
Call to the public. Hi, public. Good to see you. It's now 11:07, and this meeting is adjourned.